Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back to the Kona Edge. It's great to have you on. Let's chat some running now. We head back to Panama, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Pedro Cordovez onto the podcast. Pedro, thanks for joining us today. You mentioned the running, and as you're getting older, you're struggling with aches and pains. Injury something? Are you generally injury prone, or is it just sort of later on in the last few years that it's starting to happen?
I've had a couple of injuries. You know, I run, my right foot goes a little bit inward, so I've had a couple of hip and like groin area pains over the years. So I just try to, and they're like, there's those sort of pains that are symptomatic. So if I run a lot, they come back. If I run a little, they go away. So I try to keep it steady, try not to run that much in asphalt or cement, try to find, you know, like, trails and sort of run. A lot of tempo running for me. That's what I do.
Let's talk about getting better from a running perspective. If you, over the years, can pin it down to one thing, what's the one thing you've done that's really helped improve your run?
I'd say it'd be lifting weights. I'd say that it's been lifting weights and abdominal strength. So, like, you know, core strength, doing core workout and sort of some sort of lower back weights. Has helped me keep form from kilometer 30 and above in a marathon. You know that for me, I realized that it wasn't that I didn't have the aerobic capacity to keep running. It was just that it hurt too much. My back hurt, my legs hurt. I was sort of like, losing balance when I was running. So I was like, wobbling all around, and I figured that it was because I wasn't strong enough in my core area. So when I figured that out, I started working the core, working on my lower back, and even though I'm still wobbling, I'm wobbling a lot less, you know?
Yeah. How many of those sessions would you typically do a week?
I try to do two a week.
Brilliant. Heart rate on the run, you mentioned you train specifically your heart rate.
2 a week at least.
Okay, cool. You mentioned...
Typically it's like... Yeah. Hold on, Brad.
Pedro, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can hear you back now. There we go.
Depending on how hot it is, depending on the race, I try to keep it around 150.
All right, and as far as training goes, I mean, where would you train? Is it generally below that 150 rate?
Yes, I usually try to train between like 135 and 145, and then do the long runs there, and then maybe like 3-4 weeks out, I'll do a couple of short interval sessions, maybe like, you know, 200 meters, just enough to get some leg speed, but not enough to really pound my knees and my hips. And then with that, I'll do like a 3:18 marathon on a good day.
That's incredible, Pedro. As far as your favorite run workout, what do you love doing? That, I mean, if you get up and go for a run, you know what, this is awesome. I love doing this.
Yeah, I do. There's this one run that I do. It's 15K. It's an out and back 15K on trail, and out 15 and back 15. So it's a 30K run. It's like 2% incline on the way there and 2% negative incline on the way back. And all heart rate, and that's my favorite workout. I look forward to that workout, you know, whenever I have a chance to do it, because running on a downhill for me really, you know, it takes off the pounding and helps me with the leg turnover and strength. And, you know, I think it does good for me. I'd recommend it to anybody. If you have a chance of running a little bit downhill, maybe 1-2%, it's good.
I'll do that all day long. I love doing that as well.
Yeah.
Pedro, thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to sort of picking your brain a little bit about nutrition, but we'll save that for next time.
All right. Take care, buddy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on the KonaEdge.com/running seminar.